Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Happy Sunday. It's, oh my God, August 3rd, 2019. This is Sabrina Williams, your host for Rolling with the Diva. I am just driving around, and you know, I was just thinking, because I thought of this topic the other day, but I'm really, really encouraged that I know God's not a genie in a bottle, and he doesn't just give me every wish or command that I ask him. It's because you know what? He knows what's best for me. He knows where I need to be, how I need to be, and when I need to be there. And sometimes it's really hard when major things happen in your life that you don't know how you're going to deal with it. I mean, whether you're going through a divorce or you're trying to stay in your marriage, but you're really disgruntled with your husband, with your family, and feel like you're isolated and treated wrong. I'm mentoring people right now who are going through that. But the one thing is, the one person was said, well, why can't God just speak to me? And I realized that they wanted God to audibly speak to them. And I said, God does speak to you, but in different ways. Why you can't hear God, you have to talk to God. And if you need him to do that for you, then you're going to have to ask him. Because you know what? It takes a little faith as small as a mustard seed to believe and have hope in God or a higher power. I was listening to a radio show today that just says, how do I know God loves us? And I'm just going to paraphrase what he said. Basically, how far the earth is from the sun, how God keeps our heart beating, how our lungs are made up of, I think he said over 15 to 20 or more miles of bronchial and other things to keep us breathing. Life is not easy. But to demand that God gives you everything right now and do it right now, or he's not real, that's your issue. And you need to be able to deal with that, because have you ever thought about what would happen if you get everything you ask for? Like a little kid, oh, I want to go outside and run in the street. They go outside and run in the street, they get hurt. You know, I want to be in this relationship as an adult, but then that God's trying to steer you from it. Or your friends or family who are, maybe God has put on their heart to help you, and you're still trying to do your thing with that. You know what? You can't. You have to wait your time, because according to how far the stars are away from us, because I think he said a 6 trillion, I've never heard of that number, but that's a lot. Whereas we go by day, space and time can go by thousands, hundreds, millions of years, 160 some million miles, you know, and we have to be patient. The journey you're meant to walk on is for you. To rush it and say, well, if God doesn't answer me right now, and I'm going to do that, I don't think he cares or he loves me. He does love you. Be aware of the Bible verses that are there. Be aware of the people that are surrounding you that are there. Be aware of the things that are happening to you. You know, because if you just keep going through life saying, I don't get this, I don't get this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and then one day you're going to be at your death door, and you're going to say, I wish. I'm not saying you will, but I can guarantee you there probably are many people who do. I wish I did my life so different. And you don't want to regret your life. You don't want to regret for having to been miserable your whole life. And I'm not saying it's your fault, because I know things happen. But as I tell people, and I've been telling people I'm mentoring, you can't blame everything on your mom, your dad, and everything. Because you know what? I'm right there. Everything is not going to happen that way. So you have to be willing to take some responsibility for your life. Now, I understand that, you know, your mom didn't give to you or your dad didn't give to you the love you needed, but God is willing to, and your higher power is give that. And what am I talking about is a higher power? Because some people have a belief that there is a God, and they believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they don't believe necessarily that in Jesus. So that's just one aspect of it. All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. We took a little minute break. We were talking about God is not a genie in a bottle. I know sometimes we act like we're little kids when it comes to things we want in life, or even when things are upsetting us or things are not going the way we want. We want to know. We may not be even talking about, but why is God letting this happen to me? Why does this happen? Why, you know, why can't it be like everybody else's life? Stop comparing yourself to everybody else's life, because you don't know what's going on in their side of their house. You know, you don't know if they have a house, a big house, but it's empty of furniture, and they may be struggling and having two or three jobs, and maybe struggling to feed their kids, or maybe it's not any of that. Maybe they have lots of money, but they're just miserable and want more and more. So don't act like God has to answer you right away, because he doesn't. Because even as parents, for our own kids, we have to sometimes say, you know what, no, not getting this. This is not okay for you. I have something better for you. You may not agree and may call us mean and everything, and we may tell God he's not fair, but we weren't promised fair. We were promised love. There's many stories in the Bible that people are going through many things, and they have overcame and did great things for God. Think about Moses. He and his people were in a desert for a long time. Moses didn't get to go into promised land, but he got to be a spokesman for God. Sarah had a baby at 80. We don't know why things happen and why we not can't have children when we want to, or we miscarriage. But we can just say, God, you know what? I can't deal with this, but can you help me with it? And learn to be appreciative of the things that are happening. Not appreciative of the things that are happening to you, but appreciative of the positives that go on. And, you know, put it a reverse on it. What if nothing happened in your life and everything was good for you and you just went on your way? How would that make you grow? How would that make you be able to help other people? Okay, we're just going to take a quick break to say thank you to Elations Radio and Magazine Kimmy Kim for sponsoring Rolling with Diva. And we're so glad that she's finished her chemo and radiation therapy. She'll be doing some really amazing things coming forward, so you guys pay attention and follow her. You can follow her on Kimmy Robinson on Facebook, Elations Radio Magazine. Do you think that sometimes God is waiting for you to do your part in your life instead of us saying, why won't you do this? How come? Maybe it's you need to forgive somebody before he can move forward with what he has for you. Maybe it's you need to be content in the job you have now, so that he can prepare your heart maybe for a leadership position. Or maybe it's just that you need to be content with that job and learn how to build yourself up and build others and build relationships. Because constantly complaining about your job is not being grateful for it. Now, I know that we get jobs that we are getting to do better things. That's okay. But again, be thankful that you have a job. So what is your part that you can do? And how would you know what you need to do? First, you need to sit down, get in a quiet place, and this is where we talk about mindfulness. First, you just need to meditate. That could be deep breathing, listen to music, let everything out of your mind, any thoughts that come in, just block them, and do that for 10 minutes. And just be with yourself. Be with God. And don't talk or anything. Don't respond to anything. Just relax your mind. Second, after that, get a piece of paper, a pencil, and a crayon. You're going to make 5 squares on the paper. And then you're going to take 5 different colored crayons in light colors, and you're going to color those in. Then you're going to take and write down in each box 3 to 6 words of something that you want to achieve. Want to go to church more. Want to spend time with my family more. Want to learn more skills at work. I want to be able to stay positive for, you know, most of the day. I want to learn a new sport, or I want to volunteer. Okay? And then you're going to take a pencil within on the right side of the box, put an arrow on each box. And then you're going to put a person's name that you know might be interested in, can give you information, or that you want to do the activity with. And from there, the colors are just to remind you of different colors, that we all have a different place we're going, and it's not the same pattern or anything. Write a note to yourself at the bottom, date it, and hang it up where you can see it. So doing your part continues with, what else can you do on a daily basis besides the list to help yourself be less self-centered and more outgoing? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you're self-centered. You know, we all need time for ourselves. But if we spend so much time griping about life and saying, God's not doing this and God's not doing that, we forget the beauty of life surrounding us and in us. Because you're made perfectly and you have a lot to offer. So I highly encourage you to remember that and know that you are wanted, you're more than enough, and you're loved by God. Please remember that 211 in any of the United States can have services or referrals for housing, for counseling, for domestic violence, referrals for suicide hotlines of somebody who maybe just has suicidal ideations and they're not thinking about committing suicide. But if you know somebody who is thinking about committing suicide right now and today, you need to call 911 for them or get them to the nearest emergency room. Let them know life is precious. Don't lecture them about this wrong to do this to take your life out. They're already feeling bad enough. Just support them and encourage them and let the professionals do their help. It's never wrong to help a friend who is in need when it could mean their life. And I just want to remind you guys that I'm going to be doing a study on teenage girls 10 to 14, why they're killing themselves more and more. Part of that has to do with bullying. I want to take a moment and pray for Ohio and Texas for the gun shootings. And I just, I'm for guns because guns never have gotten up and killed a person. But we need to have better checks for people who do get the guns. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for the people in Texas and Ohio. And we ask that you would help the families that were impacted, help the people have to deal with all of these, and let everything be like it's supposed to be. And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen. And remind everybody that Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, to prosper and not harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. That was a paraphrase version, but you should just read that whole story of Jeremiah. I'm reminded also of when I talk about God's not a genie in the Bible. Do you guys remember the story of Job? No? You guys have to read Job. It is an amazing story. And there were so many things that happened to Job. He lost his first family. I think he lost the second family. Yet he didn't demand from God. He did question God, which is okay. You can question God why he's not doing things. But the demand is a totally different arena. But he just kept having faith and knowing that God would give back to him. God gave back to him at the end 7 times. And he also showed up his friends who said, you know, you should just give up on God. Never give up on God. You can question, you can be curious, and know that no human on earth has all answers. God may not reveal why you're going through things, maybe until the time you die. But remember, you're more than important, you're more than enough. Look up the Bible verses, Romans 8:28. Proverbs 31, for women who struggle with being a mom, a working mom, it tells us how important we are. That's, she's almost like a businesswoman in there. Read the story of Ruth, who cared for her mother-in-law despite her husband had died and she was young. But by caring for her mother-in-law, Ruth didn't know this, her mother-in-law Naomi was able to give her instruction on a man that Ruth was interested in, and he became interested in her. Again, look at Sarah in the Genesis. You know, who knows why in the very beginning of the Bible that we're reminded of things happening, brothers killing brother, you know, when Cain killed Abel, and it was just sad, you know. And we have to remember, we're here for a purpose. Maybe you just need to read, maybe you're a person who doesn't believe in God or higher power, then find books that are on self-awareness. Find books are on self-care and get the questions answered for yourself. Now, I highly encourage, know that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one, the Trinity for me. That's what helps me. You don't have to believe that. But what I do encourage you to do is whoever your higher power is, whoever you believe in, make it work for you in order that you are seeing yourself being loved, that you are giving and getting from God, your higher power or whatever religious affiliations, but know that God's love does not mean work. It's just a relationship. God loves you no matter what, because he got on the cross. You don't have to do good works to be part of God. So know that. Sometimes people struggle with why God is not doing anything, because I do this, this, and this. It has nothing to do with how many times you tithe, how many times you do this. It has to do with your relationship with God, from just as if you were sitting across from him or he was sitting by you. Know that you are loved, you are wanted. I hope that you guys really enjoyed this section for Rolling with the Diva. And tune in, because we're going to have some great storylines more on why travel is good for your mental health. Are you afraid to be by yourself and travel? What is the benefit of turning off the phone for family time? Have a great day. Thanks for listening to my episode on Rolling with the Diva today, and God is not a genie out of a bottle. Just remember, take responsibility for your life. Get the help you need for your mental health, and find resources that can help you. And thank you for tuning in. We are going to go off the air now. And just remember, I'm on Tuesday and Thursday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. No, I'm sorry, 8 p.m. PST, 10 p.m. CST, and 11 p.m. EST. Please check out other of my friends' show, The Queen Sylvia Show, Althea Gibson, Casey. There are some really great podcasts out there. Please share them if you find them with me, and I'll share them with you. I'm so glad that you have chosen my radio station. I know you have many options, and I just really deeply appreciate you listening in, because you don't have to. And I just hope that you know that your mental health is part of your mind, body, and spirit. And if those are not tied together and tuned in, you will have a lot of problems, because if you're not straight in your mind, it's going to affect your body and vice versa. And then your spirit, your internal being, is going to be down. So take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Take time out for self-care. And don't be afraid to tell people no, because no is actually a good word for everybody, including you, because who wants to say yes and then feel miserable?